This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military intelligence chief has resigned after taking responsibility for failures leading to the October Hamas militant attack that triggered months of war, the military said on Monday. He is the first top Israeli official to step down for failing to prevent the attack, but the U.S. designated terrorist group, which brought intense scrutiny to Israel's government and military. Russian media say the country is preparing to move ballistic missiles close to its border with Finland, Henry Ridgewell reports.
Russian media reported Monday that the military plans to deploy an Iskander ballistic missile system close to the border with Finland. But the announcement is not raising alarm bells in Helsinki, says security analyst Charlie Salonius-Pasternak.
Announcing a thing and then doing something about it are two very different things when it comes from Russia.
Analysts say Finland is facing varied security and hybrid threats from Russia since it joined NATO after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
A delegation of U.S. representatives visited Kyiv on Monday to tout support for Ukraine following the passage of a legislative package providing billions of dollars in security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed $60 billion in assistance to aid the people of Ukraine in your fight against illegal Russian aggression. It is my hope that as soon as this week, the Senate will also pass this bill, and then the President will sign it into law.
Republican Representative Tom Keene. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said that Kyiv and Washington had started talks on a bilateral security cooperation deal and finalized plans to send more long-range missiles to Ukraine's armed forces. Kyiv has signed several 10-year security agreements with NATO countries that outline long-term Western support for Ukraine in the face of a Russian invasion now in its third year. The agreements signed so far, including with Britain, France, and Germany, are not mutual to have symbolic importance of show of commitment by the West to support Kyiv militarily, politically, and financially for years to come. The defense in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money case made its opening statement on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche told jurors President Trump is innocent. President Trump did not commit any crimes. The Manhattan DA's office should never have brought this case. As he began his defense, Trump watched him. As Blanche told jurors, we call him president out of respect. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide payments to cover up salacious stories about him during the 2016 campaign. Blanche blamed Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen, and said Trump had nothing to do with the payments. Blanche told jurors, I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
South Africa is edging closer to a major healthcare overhaul with a bill that aims to provide universal coverage, but concerns are mounting over whether the struggling public system is ready to implement such an ambitious plan, healthcare workers, patients, and business groups say. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Proponents of the bill say it's a vital step towards redressing racial disparities from the apartheid era. But critics have raised doubts and have warned of its potential economic impact. Lawmakers passed the bill in late 2023, and it awaits President Cyril Ramaphosa's signature to become law. Its actual implementation will be a test of the government's ability to overhaul and strengthen a struggling public system used by the majority of the population. The public system contrasts starkly in quality with the private sector, which caters to those who can afford it.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. The United States has begun discussions with Niger on withdrawing the more than 1,000 American personnel in the military-ruled country, which has been a key base for regional counterterrorism operations, officials said on Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey.